Hi, I'm Lloyd Bransky, and you're listening to the Draft Prospect Review Podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots.
Back with another Draft Prospect Review, the final Draft Prospect Review before the draft, which is at last this weekend. And the Patriots with the 24th and 28th picks on Saturday should be around 5 o'clock that the first pick for the Patriots gets underway, unless, of course, there's a trade. And we're going to talk about linebackers today, which is a position that's always intriguing. And, of course, the Patriots have not taken a linebacker on the first day of the draft in the Bill Belichick-Scott Pioli era. Will that change this year?
Guaranteed. They have to.
They got three picks on the first day right now. It's a position that really don't have much under the age of 30. So assuming that they do go for a linebacker with one of their first two picks or later on the first day, who are the top candidates, Tom, Andy, Paul, that the Patriots are going to call?
Right now, I think you're looking, if they go at 24, you're looking at John Beeson and you're looking at David Harris. So probably the Beeson outside in college, going to move to inside
out of Miami.
24. Yep. And then David Harris, there's a lot of buzz about him now coming to New England. So I think those would be your two top candidates. Maybe if they trade down into the second, Brandon Seiler from Florida, I think would be a possibility.
I actually think that Harris is a perfect fit at inside linebacker. Probably less physically gifted than Beeson, who's more of an athlete, as Tom said, an outside linebacker type at Miami. You don't get to that position without being a pretty good natural athlete. But Harris is more of a run stuffer, mean streak, you know, big neck, kind of a Ted Johnson mold guy, has played in some 3-4 at Michigan. And talking to him at the combine, he seems to have that inside linebacker mentality that not every player has, because it's not really a glamour position in the 3-4. It's a sort of a grunt position at times.
Yeah, and watching those two guys, and I agree with Andy's assessment of the athleticism difference, but I was actually more impressed with Harris. Not only I think he looks the part, and certainly Beeson would be an undersized inside linebacker in that system, although, you know, he talked about having some experience playing two-gap at Miami, but I just like the way Harris got to the football. I thought for his size, he runs remarkably well. You compared him to Ted Johnson. I would say he's an athletic version of Ted Johnson, and I know that maybe sometimes we overlooked, you know, Ted's assets when he came out of college. He was a pretty active guy,
right?
And later in the year after all the injuries, but David Harris, I think, really moves well for a guy his size. I think that you could do a lot worse than that at the bottom of the first round.
He's been a riser, and I think the one concern with him is, and Tom and I talked about this watching the tape, is that was a very good defense with a lot of very good players on it.
Yeah.
And where does he fall in the pecking order when you have a guy like Alan Branch, a top first half, first round pick, a guy like Lamar Woodley, who was a tremendous playmaker off the edge? You know, was David Harris sort of, you know, riding their coattails, living off some of their playmaking? Where does he fall in terms of ability?
And we were talking about Beeson. We have Beeson, you know, in the Patriots talks because we know they like him.
Right.
But as far as when you watch both guys, I don't even think it's close. I think Harris is a much better fit for this defense. I don't really see Beeson being a great fit for the Patriots. I think he could be a good player for some team, just not here. And Rich Eisen, who's a Michigan grad, said on the NFL Network during the combine that David Harris is the fastest linebacker he's ever seen play there. So like Paul said, he has that speed. Mm-hmm. He's big, and like Andy, he looks the part of an inside linebacker for the Patriots.
And the one problem, Bill, Andy, when you were gone last week, and I finally got a chance to watch the Michigan portion of the videos, and I heard you and Tom talking about it with Branch and Woodley all along. It was unbelievable, not just watching Branch and Woodley's highlight tapes, but watching all of the other, Prescott Burgess and even, you know, to a lesser extent, Leon Hall.
It's how he didn't have to cover.
Single play, it was like there was a cocktail party at the quarterback, and Branch and Woodley were the only two invited because they were there at the same time every single play. So you don't know how much impact that made, how much better that made the other nine guys.
Yeah, Michigan.
That's what scouts are for, though.
Those four or five guys drafted that high. We should say Patrick Willis is the number one overall linebacker and pretty much the only guy who's certainly going to be gone before 24. Is that safe to say? I mean, he will be gone.
All the mocks have gone before.
But there really isn't anyone else who you can guarantee is going to be gone at 24. So the Patriots, there's a good chance that they're going to have one of their top guys available at 24.
If he's there at 24, I would liken it to Steven Jackson a couple of years ago when you were just sitting there going, why isn't this guy getting drafted?
But the Wilfork.
Yeah,
you know, at
yeah.
21. You yeah. know,
but there are certainly like teams. That. There are certainly teams that you figure in that in 10 to 20 range that'll.
It would be hard for him to get by Carolina. I think.
Right.
I think they
Carolina, Buffalo. There's definitely some teams out there. All right. Well, we've mentioned a couple of these guys, but of course, when we're talking about linebacker, especially for a team that plays 3-4, you got to talk about the defensive ends. And there's definitely some defensive ends, college defensive ends, who project to be 3-4 linebackers, and certainly some you got to figure that the Patriots might be interested in. Who are some of those in the Patriots line? Jarvis Moss, Anthony Spencer, some of those guys.
Well, I think these guys agree with me, and we're in the minority. I think Lamar Woodley's the best player out of all of them. Yep. I think he's a beast coming off the edge. I think you put him in Bill Belichick's hands, and you got a Pro Bowler in a few years because he's got so much athletic ability. Belichick will find a way. And that dropping back and cover, they'll work on that. I think Spencer's probably the best overall when it comes to coverage and everything. But as far as pure ability and skill set goes, I got to go Lamar Woodley.
And you do have some mock drafts out there projecting, actually quite a few, if you check out Patriots.com's Mock Central, Paul Posluszny, who's an outside linebacker, played some inside at Penn State. You know, taking a college linebacker, projecting him as a linebacker with the Patriots, not something that happens very often. Lawrence Timmons, Florida State, another outside linebacker who people think could maybe play outside linebacker for New England. Then you move down, there's some guys, Tom and I, you know, Stuart Bradley, a guy out of Nebraska, might be a later pick to play outside linebacker.
Tim Shaw is not one of those people.
Tim Shaw out of Penn State, not one of those guys.
But what about Rufus Alexander? You guys didn't like him as much as I did.
I like him. I just don't think he's going to fit well here because he's about 228, 230.
Right. Undersized.
I think he goes to the Colts. He's going to be a Cato June type player, very active. I liked him a lot.
I thought he showed a different level of athletic. I know there's a lot of guys, you know, Beeson's that size. There's a lot of guys that are that size. You know, 225, 235, somewhere in that window. But I thought that he looked a lot quicker than some of the other guys I watched at that size.
And I
liked him better than Timmons. I know you guys like Timmons.
I like Timmons. I just think Timmons is a little bigger. I think Beeson personally, I think they lack that length, to play outside linebacker here. They seem to like these, you know, Mike Vrabel, long arms.
Lanky, yeah.
And maybe if the guy's, you know, 6'4", 230, you say, well, I project him, gets in the strength program, he'll be 250. I think Rufus Alexander sort of is what he is at this point, 6'1", 225, 230.
That's below. I have to step back there. I have to leave that to the nutritionists.
Sure.
You know, Hans and Franz, they're the ones that can tell me if a guy is capable of putting some bulk on his frame.
Paul. If you watch Miami, Oklahoma, and Florida State all play, you hear Rufus Alexander's name a heck of a lot more than you would John Beeson or Lawrence Timmons.
Well, you know, it's funny about
that. All over the place.
I did get a chance to, you know, those are three teams that obviously are on quite a bit, and I heard Alexander a lot. I heard Timmons a lot. Didn't hear Beeson a lot.
Right. No. He's kind of one of them late risers. It's going to be interesting to see where he goes. I agree with you. I think Rufus Alexander is going to be a good pick for some team. I'm just not sure it's going to be the Patriots.
I got to be honest. John Beeson's rising was almost totally linked to the Patriots. You know, they were a team that all of a sudden the Patriots are interested in him. They project him as an inside linebacker. You know, it was right at the beginning
means.
Of the
Smoke
combine.
Screen.
It could be.
I'm getting him right off my mock right
now. I mean, seriously, I feel like he was a nobody. He was an outside linebacker who was like a mid-round prospect. All of a sudden, he was projected as a Patriots inside linebacker possibility, and he's in the end of the first round because they have two first-round picks. I think a lot of what he grew into was thanks to this place and rumored interest.
Right. I think you're right.
Andy Katzenmoyer was drafted by the Patriots in the first round of 1999, linebacker.
Since then,
the linebackers who the Patriots have taken, and keep in mind, none of these were taken before the fifth round, are Jeremy Mincy, Ryan Claridge, Tully Bantakane, T.J. Turner, and Casey Tisdale, all between the fifth and seventh round, all under Bill Belichick. So, as we know, as we've talked about many times, linebacker is not a position that the Patriots have necessarily gone after. But this, Tom, is the year.
This is the year.
That it all changed.
This is it.
Bill Belichick and Scott Peely will take a linebacker in round one.
If they don't take one early this year, you will never hear me utter those words again when it comes to the first round.
They will never blank, blank, blank.
I mean, in the first day, whether they trade down, whether it's the third round, I think they have to take a young, athletic linebacker.
I think Tom's point is, in the past, we've constantly thought that they needed to address that position, and they haven't, and we've fallen back on, well, there just doesn't seem to be the guys that fit the system that they want. And at this point, I think that your situation is such that you have to find some young replacements now.
Right.
And I think there are enough guys that fit, you know, quote unquote, the system in some way that you have to be able to find the value with one of these several guys that we've mentioned. One of these guys has to be available, and one of those guys has to represent value to them. If they don't do it this year, then there has to be something to the fact that they just don't want to take linebackers.
Right.
Period. End of story, and they're not going to do it.
And below, if they did wait, one guy Andy and I heard at the Combine, and we know that they've been interested in, is Desmond Bishop from Cal.
He's
a big, strong guy. Not as fast as some of the other people, but very productive at the college level. So that's a fifth, sixth round
guy. An impressive highlight tape for a guy that you really, I personally had never heard of. I'd never heard of him, but he made a lot of plays.
Let's just look back real quick at the 2000 draft. We've been going looking back at each of the drafts under the Belichick-Pioli era. In 2000, of course, that was a year that they didn't have a first-round pick. That went to the Jets in exchange for Bill Belichick.
That one worked out.
I like the
that
pick.
One. That was
I thought
one
it was a bit of a reach at the time.
that was
so
a
did
solid,
a lot of people.
You weren't
solid
alone.
First-round pick. You know, one that you had to wait a couple years, as they say. You got to wait 3 years before you find out how that works out. In the second round, they took Adrian Clem for a couple years.
Who's
he hung around.
Hurt.
What's that?
He's still hurt. I think he's on IR somewhere.
He's talking tough now that he's no longer in town.
You got that right. You can't call me on it anymore.
J.R. Redmond in the third round. J.R. Redmond in the third round. He was productive, played a role for a couple of years, and Greg Robinson Randall in the fourth round. Then they had a ton of picks in rounds five through seven. Dave Sechelski, Jeff Marriott, Antoine Harris, some guy named Tom Brady, David Nugent, Casey Tisdale, and Patrick Pass. Your thoughts?
The late round was really made up by that pass pick. I really think he's come in. He's been versatile. He's done a lot of things for the team. You know, so that really makes the draft.
You get a late find around 200. Yeah. That really just brings the draft together. Patrick Pass did it.
Well, I mean, we joke that Brady obviously is the guy that helped him win a Super Bowl, but so did a lot of those other guys. You mentioned Redmond, Greg Robinson, Randall started. Patrick Pass played. I mean, you had guys that contributed to a Super Bowl championship two years later.
They had a couple
year
of fifth-round picks that didn't. I mean, the Stokowski pick was terrible. He had no desire to play football. They completely misread that situation.
So he didn't answer that first question, right? How important
football
is football?
Wasn't important to him. No. And then Jeff Marriott was a guy they thought was a two-gap defensive lineman. He got cut out of camp. Bad pick.
While we're talking about the 2000 draft, we should also say that on April 19th, 2000, signed as a rookie free agent, undrafted, Lonnie Paxton, who was also still with the team, we would be remiss.
And also helped him win some Super Bowls and did some snow
angels. I think he played a role.
Well, if you have a draft where you get Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, that's pretty good regardless of what the other picks
are. I could say that we could chalk that up as a success. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Draft Prospect Review. But we should say, with the draft coming up, starting Wednesday on Patriots.com, a draft blog is taking place. Who wants to just give us a quick rundown of what people can expect between Wednesday and Sunday?
Well, starting on Wednesday, we'll have mock drafts. We're going to have rankings. We're going to have rumors that we're hearing from around the league. Friday, we're going to put up a bunch of rumors. Saturday, everything we're hearing before the draft starts. Then once the draft starts, it's just going to be nonstop chaos from Andy, Paul, and I. We're going to kill picks. We're going to say how much we like the picks. Anything. As long as it's not the Patriots, we're going to tear them to shreds.
Right.
So
I'll tell you how good the tacos and food is at Gillette Stadium's press box.
That'll annoy me.
Just to let people know, this is a blog that we're starting right now. It's not going to be a constant 365 days a year with every thought that we have. When there's an event that needs to be addressed, we're going to blog it. Draft, mini camp, training camp, stuff like that.
Well, and in addition, radio, just what are the times you guys are going to be on
air? On Saturday, we'll be on from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, and on Sunday, from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern.
And that, of course, is in addition to tomorrow's PFW in Progress.
PFW in Progress tomorrow, and
we'll have a roster report on Friday. Patriots Today coming up tomorrow, talking about linebackers with Tom Casale. So you'll hear some of the same stuff with video.
I can't wait to see what shirt he has on this week.
With video,
he has a light blue with red trim around it. See what he's wearing in the show.
Well, but Patriots Today is coming up, and then there'll also be a draft edition of Patriots Today on Saturday. So that is going to wrap up this edition of the Draft Prospect Review. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe. That'll do it. The draft is coming up.